Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump in London for this week's NATO summit, while impeachment proceedings are advancing back home in Washington. The House Intelligence Committee is releasing today a report on testimony and evidence it's gathered over the past month. President Trump representing the U.S. as he and European leaders are celebrating the 70th anniversary of NATO, but reporters in London this morning wanted to talk about the impeachment inquiry.
We have tremendous support. I just had a 95% approval rating. It's the highest in the history of the Republican Party. Ronald Reagan was 87. He's second.
Wall Street lower after the president told reporters he has no deadline for a trade deal with China. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg now in fifth place in a new poll after just entering the Democratic race for the White House. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
95-year-old former President Jimmy Carter hospitalized again in Georgia. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
He's being treated for a urinary tract infection, the Carter Center saying he's feeling better. Carter was home for Thanksgiving after being released from Emory University Hospital in Atlanta, where he spent 2 weeks. Doctors there performing a procedure to reduce pressure on his brain after a few recent falls. Carter is the oldest living U.S. president.
Cyber Monday sales reaching $9.2 billion, according to the initial estimates from Adobe Marketing and Consumer Insights. It's a record and a 17% year-to-year increase. After maintaining innocence for the past couple of years, Republican California Congressman Duncan Hunter is expected to plead guilty to federal campaign finance charges today, accused of using $250,000 for his personal expenses. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo discussing the ongoing Hong Kong protests and sanctions on Iran during a speaking engagement. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
Secretary Mike Pompeo first calling on China to uphold its treaty when it took over governance of Hong Kong.
Well, you have a people that is desirous of having the Chinese Communist Party live up to the promise that it made back in 1997. Right? It's a ratified treaty. I said to the United Nations, they talked about having one country with two systems.
China's now imposed sanctions on the U.S. in response to last week's enactment of a law supporting pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong. Pompeo also telling an audience at the University of Louisville that sanctions the Trump administration has placed on Iran are working. He says all the administration wants is for Iran to act like a typical nation.
To Wisconsin, where a student under arrest after bringing a gun to school. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
A suspect has been hospitalized and arrested after trying to open fire at a high school in Wisconsin. Speaking with reporters, Waukesha Police Chief Russell Jack says a 17-year-old male student brought a handgun to South High School.
Other officers from the Waukesha Police Department, Waukesha Sheriff, responded to the school and begin dialogue with the suspect in an attempt to de-escalate the situation.
The suspect was taken to a local hospital and is currently in stable condition. No other students or officers were injured during the incident.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, ready or not, here we come. How you doing? 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Great to have you along with us. Hey, the president is in England, meeting with NATO partners. And, of course, you know, forget about politics stopping at the water's edge. Meanwhile, the Democrats are rallying their forces. They're presenting, you know, their interpretation of the hearings and the accumulation of said evidence of an alleged crime. I don't know. I'm not seeing it, but maybe they know something. Maybe Adam Schiff found something up his sleeve that heretofore he hasn't shared with us, or Jerry Nadler. But, you know, really, you know, feel how you will about this. You know, basically what we have discovered is that the needle has not been moved at all by the you know, by the impeachment hearings. If anything, it's just aggravated America, because they're going, hey, what's going on here? You know, how come you guys aren't about the people's business? How come we don't have the USMCA squared away? How come, you know, in our southern border is not secured? How come infrastructure is not being dealt with, and on and on? And meanwhile, we're doing fairly well with the economy, to say the least, what's happening in the stock market. And if we had some cooperation, we'd probably could do a lot more than the USMCA. That's just low-hanging fruit ready to be picked. But Nancy Pelosi can't seem to put it forward, because, as we all know, that too is political. She's not about to give a win to the president. And I say, well, forget the president. How about a win for the American people? You know, 170,000 new jobs in the offing here. And we're not talking minimum wage type jobs. I mean, we're talking significant jobs as a result of the USMCA. And you would think, you know, you hear the Democrats, you know, whatever you can hear them say throughout, you know, through the noise of impeachment out in the campaign trail. They're talking like they're interested in this, but yet back home on the farm, they're not doing anything. It's just, hey, we're really focused on this resistance, which has been something that has happened from day one. You know, I always like what people say, you know, oftentimes, this, particularly in political speech, what they say they won't do is, it's just the opposite. I mean, it's like the screw tape letters, if you're familiar with it. You know, so what they say, they mean just the opposite. So when Nancy Pelosi says to us in so sincere ways, and saying that she's praying about this, I'm okay, are you, you know, well, are you praying? I mean, if you are praying, what are you getting back? What is God telling you? And then she comes back and says, well, you know, people didn't come to Congress, you know, our Democratic elected representatives didn't come to Congress to impeach the president. And you go, wait a minute, there is documented history from their lips going all the way back, even prior to his inauguration, where, you know, there was clear speech about impeaching the president by the very people that you said were not interested in doing that, that they came here to do the people's business. That's what was their big concern about, you know, the economy and jobs and these things. The very things that Donald Trump has brought to this country since being elected. If you remember, it wasn't that long ago when we were in abject misery because of the policies of the Democratic Party, what they did to health care, what they did in terms of our own national security. Oh, don't forget, we lost four people in Benghazi, which remains a heartbreak and a shrouded mystery, to say the least. I mean, and this is what's been happening time and again. You know, the political process has been real good at covering things up. And they always say, you know, and it always, I don't know about you, but this is, I've had it up to here, where they say, oh, we want to get down to the bottom of this so this never happens again. Are you kidding me? I mean, this is your program. This is your plan. You keep doing this over and over again. I mean, you know, I was just talking with somebody over the weekend. I mean, it's like, hey, we can't even figure out who shot a president, okay? Who murdered, who assassinated a president? We still, that isn't a settled issue. And there's so many other unsettled issues. Don't even get me going here. And we're going to try to figure out this situation. And did the Russians interfere in the 2016 election, or did they not? Was Ukraine part of it? I mean, God only knows. I mean, there was so much leaking out of the DNC, the DNCC, that it's ridiculous. I mean, you know, there was information out there. Hillary was using unsecured networks, exchanging information. God only knows where that went. Julian Assange, you know, some fraternity just for larks taking a joyride, just capturing information, whether in this country or in other countries, just having fun. And you got to know, whenever you have a wall, you put up a wall, people are going to try to get over it. And I mean that in every figurative term, even though we're talking about, you might say, well, Bill, you know, what are you talking about? You know, southern border wall. I'm talking about anytime you try to secure something, you challenge people to try to break through it. And, but you know, the thing is that, if you're going to secure something, you have to be very vigilant. You got to stay on top of it. You can't be like the Democrats. I mean, how ridiculous that you would use for your password, you're using password. That was John Podesta. Okay. So that opened up the server, that information. And like I said, God only knows what kind of information was released out there by Hillary Clinton. And, oh, yeah, don't forget, as Luke Ruzziak reported quite clearly about what happened, you know, with the Democratic Party. There were 40 congressmen and women that were that their IT operations were being handled by a by a foreigner. My mind suddenly escapes me, so forgive me. It was a Pakistan. Yeah, a Pakistani. And he brought his family in. They find out later that this guy lifted all kinds of information. Where did that go? And he's been known to sell information, so he's got all this private information. Of course, the Democrats went absolutely bonkers over it, because the last thing they wanted to, you know, have inspected and adjudicated was what was on those, what were on those laptops. Remember Debbie Wasserman Schultz? I mean, my goodness, her hair was on fire. She was incensed that the Capitol Police had possession of that laptop because of the information that was on there, and it was so convicting and problematic for the Democratic Party that they were happy to hand slap this Pakistani and send him off on his way. They just gave him a basic, for the violation of information, secret information. I don't know to the degree if it was top secret or not. I don't exactly recall. But nonetheless, I mean, that's an additional opening to this information that the Democratic Party was irresponsible in handling. And they want to blame, you know, Donald Trump and anybody else they can blame instead of themselves and admitting that they were knuckleheads in not handling this correctly. And again, we have not to mention a Secretary of State who should know better. I mean, there's just no excuse. I mean, the standard for people at that high level of office you can't sit there and be casual about it. You can't say, oh, it was just a minor mistake, James Comey. I mean, this is a serious, serious mistake. I mean, we could go on and on about it, but we've got to go to break. Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. And let me know your thoughts. You can drop me an email. It comes to me direct. NSA approved, as we say. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is sponsored by Bank of America. As the holiday gift buying season approaches, many Americans hit stores and surf the web for the perfect gift. According to Bank of America customer data, last holiday season, consumers on average spent nearly $1,200 on retail and $565 on travel purchases. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
Extend your dollar this season with a rewards credit card that maximizes your holiday spending, no matter where you shop. The Bank of America Premium Rewards Visa card earns an unlimited 2 points for every dollar spent on travel and dining purchases, and 1.5 points for every dollar spent on all other purchases. Even better, for preferred rewards members, you can earn 25 to 75% more points on every purchase, which means earning up to 3.5 unlimited points per dollar on travel and dining, and up to 2.6 points on all other purchases.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/premium.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
Oh.
Okay. Hey, well, then we're going to sing Radio Goo Goo and Radio Gaga. You know how that goes. And I understand. Maybe you're just kind of had it up to there with Goo Goo and Gaga. We work hard to give it to you straight. A little programming change for those of you that noticed that we were supposed to have Gianna Caldwell. We had to reschedule that for next week. Gianna, of course, is a Fox News contributor, author of the new book, Taken for Granted, How Conservatism Can Win Back the Americans That Liberals Failed. I mean, that's just the title of the book itself is quite provocative and honest, because Gianna Caldwell knows what he's talking about, you know, being from South Chicago, where it's not easy traveling, as you can imagine, but his career and his success record speaks for itself. You know, much like the blind man, you know, who was blind but now sees, and he's, wow, you know, I can see, and here's the difference, you know, and sees clearly politically what the Democratic Party has done to black America. And I hate to bifurcate, you know this, I'm really sensitive about this. Being Hispanic, I mean, and that I think that we have too much bifurcation in this country. The way we were raised as Americans. We weren't raised as, you know, Mexicans or Hispanics so that we deserved, you know, special privilege. But that's what the political process does. See, it bifurcates and divides us and then panders to the individual groups. Now, black America has definitely been conditioned, you know, through history. And what has happened? Have they been served or, yeah, they've been served, but injured in the process clearly. Fortunately, Gianna Caldwell and others, you know, Dr. Ben Carson, I mean, you know, look at Michael Jordan. I mean, go down the list. I mean, even some very, you know, pronounced liberals like LeBron James. I mean, it has been capitalism. It has been this system that has catapulted them. Colin Kaepernick, I mean, with all his controversy, I mean, he wouldn't be, you know, he wouldn't have this life. He wouldn't be where he is today in, let's say, Iran. He probably wouldn't have survived, you know, one day. But here in America, we accommodate it, but we accommodate it for what? In the name of freedom. That's what we accommodate. That's the end game. See, that needs to be the ultimate filter of anything we're talking about. Does it add or take away from our ability to realize our God-given freedoms? And this is what Democrats have done in the past, including LBJ most recently, because what he did in this war on poverty, which was, you know, really a full war, you know, because when they looked at it, it was only about, I think the poverty level was about 15%. So here it is, all these years, all these decades later, have spent trillions of dollars on this war on poverty, and the poverty measurement goes from 15 to 15.1%. So after all the trillions of dollars we've done this, and do we have success record? Do we have success stories coming out where people, as a result of the investment of these trillions of dollars, that we've been able to realize, I mean, you know, a better America, a better people group, where they're going, wow, you know, this is it. But what we hear repeatedly, and this story is consistent, is that when you start handing out entitlements, there's never enough money. If we only had more. I think I shared with you before, and it probably is good to remind everybody once again. This was a story that was done by John Stossel, I don't know, maybe 10, 12 years ago. And the analysis was between two Indian tribes. And, of course, we support Native Americans with our taxpayer monies. And that's a whole other deal. We can get in a bucket of gum there seriously quick. But anyway, for the story purposes, you have one tribe, one reservation that said, yeah, we'll take all the government money you'll give us. So there were billions of dollars that were sent their way. And you go to that reservation today, and it's pathetic. It is pathetic. I mean, it's a ghetto. Sadly, home ownership, you know, very minimal unemployment, you know, off the charts, alcoholism, depression. I mean, it is a sad, pathetic mess. And I only say Native Americans because that's how they identify themselves. But these are our fellow citizens. These are Americans, okay? They've had the opportunity to either, you know, come and assimilate and be a part of it. But because we had this special carve-out, this is what government does. the political process. It carves them out, and it does this, and it didn't help them at all. In fact, it has really destroyed them. I mean, you talk about a socialistic process, because you go there, and yes, you know, at the upper echelons, you know, the tribe leadership and that, they're covered, they're taken care of, and their family. But everyday Native Americans, where when you think about helping, you're thinking, okay, I'm going to help the body. I'm not looking to help just the leadership. I want to help the entire tribe, right? And it didn't happen. It's impossible. It never works out that way. It always just takes care of the top level. And, you know, the lower level, if we can put it that way, the less thans, what some would call the deplorables here, in today's vernacular, not so good for them. But you go into it, and because it takes everyday people and it takes every citizen to have pride of ownership in their home, to want to work hard, to provide for themselves and their family, to deal with issues. If it's issues of dependence of any sort, then, hey, they address that responsibly. Okay, so that's the story of one reservation. Thank you very much, government handouts and entitlements. Now, contrasted, John Stossel reported on the contrast of another reservation that said, no, we don't want government money. We're going to stand on our own. We're going to do it. You go there and you walk into like a planned community. You see immediately the pride of home ownership. Home ownership is very high there on that reservation. They've done it themselves to their credit. Unemployment, single digit. And of course, you might say, well, that's today, you know, but that was even when unemployment was double digit under the Obama administration. Okay. So they've been very successful providing for themselves and, doing very well. Thank you, for all your help that they still refuse. And there were some people, no doubt, some people within that, reservation, that tribe saying, what are you doing turning down the billions of dollars? We should take that money. No, the leadership was smart enough to say, no, we don't need the stinking money, because this is going to lead to all kinds of problems. Case in point, as it did with this other reservation, sadly. And, you know, this is what you have to consider. And this is why it bothers me sometimes when we bifurcate our society and get out of the concept of what's good for America. Where is our liberty? Where is that filter that we say, is this going to add or take away from our liberties here in our country for all Americans, not just for Black Americans, not just for Hispanics, you know, not just for Asian. I mean, come on, this is ridiculous. I mean, when you come here, you know, I was taught that it was about America. You know, my father served this country in World War II. My brothers and I, during, the Vietnam era, we served our country. And we're proud of that fact, and we're proud of America as a in its totality, in its spectacular colors. But you know, we get into this tribalism, and we're divided. And it's that old axiom that we learned even as kids. You know, the first baseball team or athletic squad you played on, whether it was soccer or whatever, go down the line, is that you understood that it was about teamwork. That it was being united. If we were united for a cause, we're undefeatable. And you see that dynamic happen time and time again. But you're also, in this country right now, you're seeing the opposite happening. When we are not united and we're divided, we're very vulnerable. And, the attrition and the damage that's being done is inside the borders of our country because of this. And the leaders, the thought leaders of our country, instead of being honest with you and telling you that that is a bunch of manure, that we are absolutely making ourselves more vulnerable and compromising ourselves, at what expense? More importantly, more than the money, more than anything else, the loss of liberty, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, something to think about. And thank you for putting up with me. I'm Bill Martinez, 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now. We've got more coming up.
You want a hemp extract you can trust. One that is cultivated, harvested, produced, and packaged with quality in mind. One that undergoes extensive laboratory testing. Introducing Quantum Nutrition Labs Quantum Hemp Extract. Support mood, stress management, sleep, neuromodulation, a healthy inflammatory response, and the alleviation of minor aches and pains. Knowing you have the best quality hemp available, call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578.
7578 or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump in London for this week's NATO summit while impeachment proceedings are advancing back home in Washington. The House Intelligence Committee is releasing today a report on testimony and evidence it's gathered over the past month. President Trump representing the U.S. as he and European leaders are celebrating the 70th anniversary of NATO, but reporters in London this morning wanted to talk about the impeachment inquiry.
We have tremendous support. I just had a 95% approval rating. It's the highest in the history of the Republican Party. Ronald Reagan was 87. He's second.
Wall Street lower after the president told reporters he has no deadline for a trade deal with China. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg now in fifth place in a new poll after just entering the Democratic race for the White House. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Biff Martinez.
People hang on his every word, even the prepositions. He could disarm you with his looks or his hands. Either way, he can speak French in Russian. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Phil Martinez live.
Just like that, we're back with you. How you doing? Good to have you with us. This is Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. You know, we're going to talk holiday season because the season brings travel, giving back, shopping for our friends and family, preparing for the new year, right? But with all the holiday cheer and distractions, we may find ourselves becoming less cautious, especially when it comes to online safety, between purchasing gifts online, making travel arrangements to see family and wanting to give back to charitable organizations. How can you be sure your personal information is safe? Well, this year, there are six fewer days between Thanksgiving and Christmas, which means the shopping sprees in between will even be more hectic. Well, lucky for us, computer security expert David DeFore is back with us, and he's going to show us how we can give and receive with ease this holiday season while staying protected. David, welcome back. Always good to have you with us.
Hey, great to be back, Bill.
All right. So what are some of the ways to be safe online when traveling?
Well, you know, Bill, when we use our Wi-Fi at home, it's secure. We're very comfortable with it. We need to make sure we don't just make the presumption that when we're traveling, we have that same secure connection. Because most Wi-Fi in a hotel, at the mall, at a coffee shop is what's called open. It's an open network, and that means it's not secure traffic. And a cyber criminal can actually get on that network and piece together the information you're entering on your computer. And so you've got to be very diligent about what you're entering on those open networks.
Mm-hmm. David, what about hotspots? Does that save you at all? You know, the hotspots, whether it's on your phone or a separate device?
It does, and I highly recommend using that. And you know, I'm sure 5 years from now, Bill, we'll be talking how hotspots have been hacked. But today, the cyber criminals really find value in getting on those open networks, that public Wi-Fi. Hotspots are a great solution to being able to protect yourself while you're traveling.
Mm-hmm. So why is it so important to be on top of our virtual spending, you know, during the holidays?
Well, you know, one reason is you're spending a little bit different than you are normally during the year, so there's going to be activity on your accounts. But another reason I like to point out to people is, you know, the cyber criminals, they got to buy presents for their kids, too. So this time of year, they really uptick their activity, and we see a lot more, you know, scams that are being put out there.
I guess you could say with the increase in activity, that just broadens the universe and the potential to be hacked because you're utilizing the services more than you would in a normal, you know, other time of year.
Well, that's exactly right. Not only are you utilizing those services, you know, with the holidays, you're traveling, things are more hectic, you're out of your routine, so you're using more services and you're paying attention less. So you really just have to maintain that vigilance.
Well, as you say, you know, as we're traveling, we need to be careful. I mean, these open, complimentary uses of free Wi-Fi is just an invitation. It's a bit of a trap that we can get caught in. And, if we're utilizing it for free, the bad guys are too, right?
Oh, they absolutely are. And you know, the trick really is maybe you want to use a map because you got to figure out where you're going. Maybe you want to see what time a store opens. That type of thing is okay. What you don't want to do on these open networks is really enter your bank account information. You don't want to, you know, maybe enter a credit card. Anything you wouldn't want online, make sure you're not entering on those networks, or use something like a VPN, which secures your connection from that open network to the bank or the credit card company, so that you're making sure your information is secure.
How do you use a VPN?
Well, so VPN software used to be very complicated, where you'd use it with your company, and they'd have to set something special up on your computer, and then set something special up back at your company. But now it's become very simple. You can download a piece of software, install it, and then a lot of times it will automatically detect that you're on an open network, or an unsecure network, and it'll start up for you. So it's something you download and install. You can look for VPN for your iPhone, your Android, or your PC or Mac, and install it, and it literally just comes up and secures your connection.
And now, is that good to have on your iPhone and on your mobile phone just as a just-in-case app type thing? Because, you know, normally if you're using your cell phone, you've got your own system, but if you might accidentally hit an unsecured Wi-Fi and that VPN would protect you, is that right?
That is correct. Now, to your point, if you're someone that's super diligent about not connecting to open Wi-Fi networks or unsecure Wi-Fi networks, maybe a VPN isn't something that's critical to you. But if you're someone who's just letting the technology take care of itself, then wherever you are, you just want to connect whatever way your device wants to connect, then a VPN would be something you might want to look at.
Right. Well, we know that each year the number of people purchasing holiday gifts online increases, as we mentioned before. And you say that if you're in a crunch, and you've taught us this before, we still have notes from before. And so I want to remind everybody, David, that you want to make sure you check the URLs before sharing info and avoid using debit cards, right?
That's exactly right. So, you know, a lot of times this time of year we see, the statistics point last year, between Black Friday and Cyber Monday, about 7.6 billion with a B emails went out with retailers trying to get get you to buy things. So when you receive that email, you want to hover over the link to make sure that URL is, in fact, where you want to navigate to. It's the actual website you want to go to. Or better yet, if you see a good deal that comes in an email, maybe just open up your browser and go to the retail site yourself.
Yes, exactly. The URL, I got to tell you, ever since you shared that with me on the URLs, and it has caused me to up my game and to be more cautious on these URLs, because these guys, they know how to scam it. I mean, the URL looks pretty close to what it would normally be, and especially if it's a URL you're used to dealing with, or, you know, a company, and but the next thing you know, maybe the M is dropped off, or something's altered a little bit in that URL, and then, you know, next thing you know, you're getting hacked.
That's exactly right. You know, they're not, it used to be 10 years ago, you'd see a crazy URL that you're like, what is this? But, you know, and it didn't make a lot of sense. But the cyber criminals have gotten much more sophisticated. And so, to your point, Bill, you've really got to pay attention now, because they've figure out how to use psychology. They've figured out the tricks of the trade. They're getting very good at this, and it's easy to be fooled. So you've got to be vigilant when you're looking at websites or emails to make sure you're not getting phished.
Well, David DeFore is the cybersecurity expert, in case you haven't gathered by now, Vice President of Engineering and Cybersecurity with WebRoot. David, you know, it's the season to give. I mean, we're giving people. And the scammers, boy, they're all over us, and they can take advantage of, you know, gifts that we intended for another company, and they find a way of capturing that, don't they?
Do. And, you know, there's lots of ways that they can scam you. And something, you know, I like to point out things that we're seeing an uptick in that maybe people aren't aware of. We're seeing a lot of scammers calling people, emailing people, asking them for gift cards or to do a wire transfer. Yeah. And a charitable organization is never going to ask you for a gift card. They're never going to ask you for a wire transfer. So that's something we're seeing a lot of activity around right now.
Yeah, that's incredible, the wire transfer. I love that. They're really moving on up, no question about it. Well, as you plan for 2020, New Year calls for an online protection revamp. Brush up on best practices like strong passwords. Leverage a strong antivirus program. Be sure to update all devices with the latest operating system. David DeFore, where can they go for more information?
You can go to webroot.com/blog, where we have information about this and other issues we're seeing in the cybersecurity world.
Well, all these great ideas are there. And David, as always, we thank you so much for sharing them with us. Have a very safe cyber holiday, huh?
You as well, Bill. It's always great being here. And as well, I hope your listeners, they take care of themselves online. Thanks a lot for having us here.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
This is sponsored by Office Depot. For small business owners, being flexible with your work environment is critical to establishing and growing your business. No matter where you run your business from, there are a few important resources to have in place to ensure that your operations are productive, efficient, and a step ahead of your customers' needs. Mona Bell, Product Manager of Consumer Printing at Epson.
Make sure you know what tools your business needs to function smoothly and choose efficient, cost-effective equipment to meet those needs. Many forward-thinking business owners are investing in a cartridge-free printer, like the Epson EcoTank Monochrome SuperTank. They are high-quality, reliable printers that free you from expensive ink and toner cartridges.
Available exclusively at Office Depot and Office Max, the Epson EcoTank Wireless SuperTank printers also allow you to print thousands of pages with each refill, giving you the convenience to focus on what's most important for your business. Find available product information and services at officedepot.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes,
and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you. Are you ready for a comeback, ladies and gentlemen? Hang in there, okay? Do not grow weary in doing good. And for some, you can't blame them, as in the case of David DeLeiden. You heard us reporting on David and the situation. We've been trying to get him on, but we have his attorney on with us, and Tom Brekka will be here in just a moment. In a gross miscarriage of justice, to give you some background, a jury in San Francisco Federal District Court has sided with Planned Parenthood over pro-life citizen journalist David DeLeiden, awarding the abortion giant $1.4 million in damages on racketeering charges, $870,000 in punitive damages, and presumably millions of dollars in attorney's fees on top of that. And the verdict, of course, the worst case scenario for DeLeiden, who spent 30 months leading an undercover investigation that captured video evidence of Planned Parenthood conspiring to illegally harvest and sell aborted baby body parts. With us right now is one of David's attorneys, Tom Brekka. Tom, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Bill. I'm glad to be with you.
Well, this is astounding. I mean, we were in shock when we heard the news of this report. I mean, in shock in part that there's just you can't square this up with the idea of what we believe justice to be.
Well, the issue as framed by the judge, and by the way, he's a judge who pretty much helped to found a Planned Parenthood clinic in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. We asked to have him recused, and he stubbornly refused, and we've got no relief in that regard. But from the get-go, he said this case is only about the tactics used by the defendants, eliminating any proof about what they accomplished, truth or falsehood of, the depiction of what's going on inside these Planned Parenthood and other clinics was ruled out of order. That's irrelevant. And the plaintiff's abortion lawyers successfully argued to the jury that our defenses were mere distractions. Follow the instructions Your Honor gave you, and the judge, in fact, ruled the First Amendment completely out of the case. He said there's simply not a defense to what the defendants are accused of doing in this case. So the deck was stacked, and, we were uphill all the way. Mm-hmm. We scored a lot of points. Planned Planned Parenthood, by the way, stipulated that what was shown on the videos was true, that whatever words people spoke were in fact spoken by those people. If you recall, I'm sure your listeners remember the infamous restaurant luncheon,
exactly,
eating salad, sipping wine, and talking about dismemberment of babies' bodies. It's just awful.
Right.
And when that that one video was allowed to be played, others not, but that on that video, the abortionist Deborah Nicotola, who was their nationwide head of the abortion business, you know, when she was talking about crushing above, crushing below, the targeted organs, which they wanted to harvest for money, you know, one of the jurors put his face in his hands. So we had hopes that we could get somebody to take a moral stand on the jury, but after a few days, they relented and followed the judge's instructions,
right. Tom Brekka is our guest, president, founder of the Thomas More Society, the nonprofit public interest law firm. They are underwriting and spearheading David DeLayden's legal defense. Tom, where to from now? Where do we go from here?
Well, we're still in front of Judge Orrick. It's not over till it's over.
Mm.
And what he did was separate out one of the many counts in the complaint brought by Planned Parenthood and its affiliates, and that is an unfair competition complaint, as if these were businesses vying for a share of the commercial markets. And we're to tell the judge in a few days if we're going to offer any more proof different than what's been offered before, and then he's going to decide if there's going to be another hearing. This will be to get an injunction, a decree, that may, if the plaintiffs prevail, bar David from releasing any more of his videos ever again. I mean, the stakes are great. You know, David says he's a citizen journalist. He investigates, finds things out, and publishes about them. Mm-hmm. That's what journalists do.
Exactly. And, oh, yes, by the way, the selling of baby parts illegal still, right?
Absolutely illegal. And while the other side continues to insist that these are simply covering their expenses, then how do you justify their charging so much money depending on the baby part involved? Is it a lung? Is it a...
Yes.
You know, soles of feet. It's just awful when you read these. They have menus that have been put out and circulated. So much money per organ. And... you know, on that awful luncheon video, you recall her comments like, liver is really big now. I mean, there's a lot of demand for that. Well, that's not covering your costs. Your costs are going to be the same,
yes,
and yet they want to charge by the product, by the item.
Yeah, and she talked about buying and driving around in an expensive car, a sports car.
Well, that was the second video put out. This is back in 2000. How many years ago? 4 years ago.
Amazing.
Mary Gatter, the one of their senior abortionists in the Pasadena, California clinic in Southern California, she said, you know, half jokingly, I'd like a Lamborghini.
Mm.
So you see, they were certainly talking about commercial value of,
yeah,
of what they...
Beyond covering expenses to the point.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Worse than that, Bill, there is proof that we weren't allowed to put on the witnesses in this civil trial, but we did put them on. There was a preliminary hearing in felony court. You know, David and Sandra Merritt are charged with 15 felonies. Those charges are still alive. We're going back to San Francisco on the 6th of December to hear the judge's ruling as to whether they must submit to another jury trial. This would be a criminal trial.
Mm-hmm.
But at least he let the, it was a non-jury hearing, but we had witnesses allowed to testify about babies being born alive and their body parts, their hearts, while still beating, being harvested. Horrible stuff. That's infanticide. That's
exactly. Well, Virginia, the governor of Virginia said, we're just offering comfort care. I mean, this is where this is going. And meanwhile, you know, abortionists are in a full-blown panic. And we had a situation here this week in Port St. Lucie, Florida, where I'm based out of half the time, where they had moved a facility into this small small bedroom community from Stuart, Florida, to Port St. Lucie, and people came out in droves, and the city council felt like they could do nothing about it. They said, well, they're opening up as a medical facility. Well, yeah, but you know what they're going to do, and there were petitions like you cannot believe. Thousands were filled out by local churches and interest groups throughout the city to do what they could to keep Planned Parenthood out of the community. But it looks like they're going to go forward. The city council said there's nothing they can do about it. But of course, for them, you know, this is tax revenue the way they look at it. But what they're bringing into the community is absolutely insidious.
Well, this has gotten to be their modus operandi, their MI, as the homicide investigators would say. They come in surreptitiously. They misrepresent what they're going to do with their construction project. They say that it's this or that, a medical facility or a nonprofit charity or whatever. And then maybe there's inside dope given to the officials involved, and there's always money available. It's a cash business, it's too bad. Lawyers ought to be looking at these things closely because they flout the zoning laws repeatedly.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, Tom, at this point right now, you're still dealing with the Ninth Circuit. Is that where you're at right now with this?
Bill, it's the Northern District Court of California.
Okay.
Federal court, the state criminal case is brought by the Attorney General in state court. So it's a double-barreled attack on these folks. Not only do they want to bankrupt them and make them live under a bridge for the rest of their lives, but they're trying to put them in San Quentin Penitentiary. So our work is cut out for us. The judge ruled the First Amendment out of bounds, irrelevant.
Unbelievable.
That's the heart of a really good appeal we've got, and it's going to be, again, an uphill battle, but, you know, I got into this business by defending a racketeering case that took 28 years, three trips to the Supreme Court.
Well, God bless you.
Activists based in Chicago, and we're confident that we're going to prevail, ultimately. Sooner, I hope, than later.
Right. How's David doing? This has got to be tough on him.
He is definitely under a lot of stress and pressure, but he is resilient, extremely bright fellow, very able, determined, outspoken. He's not going to be deterred in the slightest.
Well, please pass on to him. I've been trying to get him on the show, and I understand why he cannot come on. But many of us are praying for him, that God's peace would surround him and be with him through this ordeal, because what your organization, the Thomas More Society, is doing, and your efforts, and everybody else on the team, and David, and those associated with his organization as well, you're fighting the good fight. I mean, this is what we're dealing with, and dealing with something as academic as the First Amendment, right? This is amazing that this is where we are, but this is the 21st century America we live in, right, Tom?
Well, we've got to keep us on the rails.
Exactly.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.